They're on the bottom of Mem Vav on the base. So the Gemara is speaking about the Maisa with Elisha and the children that came out and cursed him, and that he then cursed them and the bears that Tetzena Shtayim Dubim Min Hayar Vatifkana Mehem Arboim Ushnayim Yelodim. 42 children were killed by these bears that came out of the forest. Rav Shmuel, Chadomar Nes, the Chadomar Nes Besoch Nes. One says it was a Nes over here, and one says there was a double Nes. Chadomar Nes Yahave Dubim Lohave. The one who says it was Stam one Nes, that there was a forest, but there weren't any bears, and Elisha created these bears Benes. Mandi Omer Nes Besoch Nes Lo Yar Havi Velo Dubim Havi. There was no forest there, and there were no bears. And Elisha created both of them, Benes. This became a colloquial expression, Lo Yar Velo Dubim. If you want to say something never happened, never was, isn't. It's Lo Yar Velo Dubim. Lo Dubim. Well, that's what it says here. Lo Yar Havi Velo Dubim Havi. So the Gemara says the opposite way. Okay. Mara says, Lehevi Dubin Velo Lehevi Yar. Right, what do you need the Yar for? What do you need the forest? Well, you need it was the Dubin. Mara says, De Boisi, because otherwise they'd be afraid to come out of their habitat. So in order to make the Dubin attack, there had to be a Yar there too. Rashi, Lehevi Dubin Velo Lehevi Yar. My Ovid Le Yar, De Korish Le Nes. Right, why do you have to make a Yar? De Boisi Hadubim Lizgaros Bohem, Shein Mokum Korv Lehem Lanus. If the bears didn't have their natural habitat to run away to, they'd be afraid to come out and attack human beings. The part of the pagam that existed in Klal Yisrael, that 42 children could be killed by these dubim, was the schus or the pagam that Bilam, that Balak and Bilam made when they made 42 karbanos. Versus Eini Vom Rav Yehuda Marav Laolam Yasuk Adam B'Torah V'Mitzvah Yafapi Shalolishma Shemitoh Shalolishma Balishma. Right, Shebischar Arboy Mushtaim Karbanos Shehikri Balak Melech Moav Zochav Yotzri Menu Rus Sheyotzri Menu Shlomo Shekasu Bo Elef Olos Yale Shlomo. Over here, you see not like that. That the karbonos that Balak made, right, were shalol lishma. They weren't evil because he was trying to protect himself, but they were shalol lishma. Still, they came out to be lishma that Shlomo HaMelech came from Moab and brought all those l'shem shemayim. V'omer Rav Yossi ben Choni Rus Bito shel Egla Beno shel Balak Oisa. Rus came from Balak. Right, she was the daughter of Egla, Eglon Melech Moav, and who came from Balak. Right, Mara says, Tavoso Mialiklolahave, Lamaisa Enochanami. He made these korbanos Shalolishamai, and from that, Mito Shalolishma Balishma, but also he intended to use them as a klola. So that already left the pagam in Klal Yisrael that ended up, resulting in the death of those 42 children years later. Rashi, Zocha v'yotzim menu Rus, she'yotzim menu David u'Shlomo she'hirbu l'hakriv korbanos. Alma zos ha'yosh scharo. That was his schar. Not that he left the pagam in Klal Yisrael. L'klola have l'mayit es Yisrael l'maisa v'oso kavona kan iskaima. It wasn't the korbanos that caused it, but it was the kavona behind the karbanos that he wanted to use that to be makal Klal Yisrael, that created the pagam. Okay. The am vayomru anshi ha'ir el Elisha hineinu amoshav ha'ir tov kasher adoni ro'eh v'chimiachar demayim royim the eretz mishakeles elamato vasa. L'maisa, the city, the city over there was bad land and had bad water supply. So it says this land is good. What's good about it? Omer Rabbi Chanin, a place could be a miserable place, but the people who live there like it. There's a certain chain. Chain is a grace, but chain means something you feel a connection to. So that finds favor in your eyes. By Esther it says, Esther no se shene koroel, and the Gemara says everybody thought she came from his place. Because the person has a kesher with something, he feels a chen to it. Rabbi Yochanan, shlosha chinosein. There are three chenes that exist in the world. Natural chen. Chen mokam al yoshvav, the chen that a place has on its inhabitants. Chen isha al baila, the chen that a woman has in her husband's eyes. And chen mekach al mikho. And so we buy something, there's a chen that you have that's yours, that you bought it, you wanted it, it's a certain chen that it has because it's yours. The elamai tivusa, the makom, what was the greatness of this place? Hoel v'hamayim roim v'aretz mishakelis. Chen makom ayoshva, v'afilu hura, nir lahem tov. You live in a place, right, so called, you're a miskasher to it, even if it's not good, you like it. Chen isha, tomir al baila, v'afilu hi mechueres, no se chen beinov. Even if she's ugly, lamaisa, what's it called, the husband likes her. Unless he doesn't like her, unless you don't like the place either. But if it, and under stam circumstances, a woman finds favor in her husband's eyes, and a place finds favor in its inhabitant's eyes. Tan Rabbanan, shlosha chaloyim cholin Elisha. Elisha got sick three times. Echad shigira dubim b'tinokos. One, he was punished for killing these children by sigi bears on them. Ve'echad shidach v'legechazi b'shtei yadayim. And one, because he pushed the Gehazi away with both hands. He totally rejected him. And you will see in one second, you don't do that. Ve'echad shemesbo. And one, the machla, the Rabbanan Shem sent to kill him. Shenemra v'elisha chola escholyo asher yomusbo. So it says chola, cholyo, asher yomusbo. Mashma, there were three times he got sick. Tana Rabbanan, la'olam te small docha v'yamin mekarevis. Person should never push away somebody completely, but the left hand should push away and the right hand should bring closer. I think Reb Simcha Wasserman said what it means is you shake up the person. If you push him back and forth, shake him up and make him better instead of pushing him away completely. Not like Elisha who pushed away Gehazi, and we see it came to bad came from that. And according to other gear souls, not the censored ones, it says Liyeshu, what's it called? That some say this is the founder of Christianity, who was a Talmud of Yehoshua ben Prachya. Elisha Maiha, what was the case of Elisha? The Siv Vayomer Nam on Hoel Kach Kikorim. What happened was, Naaman came to be cured from his soras, and he went to Elisha, and Elisha told him to be tovel seven times in the Yardane. And he didn't like that idea in the beginning. He had better rivers in Ashur. Ashur. And the people told him, nice, why don't you listen to the Navi? And he did, and he got cured. And he came to pay him for his services. And Elisha wouldn't take anything. But Gehazi ran after him, and he told him, my master, said there's some people who need some clothing or whatever. And he took, under false pretenses. So he came back to Elisha. Elisha was a Navi, and he knew what he did. He accused him of taking all these things from Naaman. So Mordechai says, "Mi shokel kulei hai kesef begodim with the shokel." All he took was some money and clothing. And Elisha said he took all these other things. Rabbi Yitzchak, but also shor hay Elisha osik b'shmon ishratzim. That time Elisha was being osik. The sugya they were learning was shmon ishratzim in Shabbos. Amar lo rosha higia es little schar shmona shrotzim. Right, the time came for you to get your scharis work. All these things are the schar of your learning, and otherwise you lost your olam haba. The tzaras Naaman tidbuk b'chov zarachu la'olam. But the tzaras that Naaman had is going to go to you and to your children forever. Okay, Rashi. Chola. Chad escholyo trei v'chad asher yomusbo mi shokul kulei hai v'hai krok shiv shmona dvorim. Says eight things. Kesep, Begodim, Tzon, Boker, Avodim, Shvachos, Vezesim, Ukromim. So it alluded to the fact that now he's going to get paid off in this world for his learning, and in the next world he's going to be a Metzora, Lenetzach, Netzachim. Kesef, Begodim, the Shokol, the Siva, Yotzer, Kikraim, Kesef, Bishnei, Charitim, Ushtei, Chalifos, Begodim. That's what he took, some money, some silver, and some clothing. Bishmon Ishratzim, Perik Shmon Ishratzim, and Shabbos. Higia Eis Lito Schar to Ras Chabolam Azeh. You're going to get your schar in this world, and you're going to lose the Arom Haba. Okay. V'arba Anoshim Hayu Mitzorayim, Om Rabbi Yochanan Zeh Gechazi Ushloshes Bonav. The Arba Mitzorayim, who found the camp of Sanhoriv destroyed, when Rabban Hashem destroyed them, and they ran away, and they found all of the food or whatever that broke the Rav, right, they had because of the siege. So those four Mitzorayim were Gehazi and his three children. Vayelech Elisha Damesek, and then after that Elisha went to Damesek, right? Omar Loma Holach, why did he go there? Omar Rav Yochanan, Sheholach Lachziru L'Gehazi B'tshuva. Because he had Charata and he wanted to bring Gehazi back and to be Mazer B'tshuva. V'lo Chazer, didn't come back. Omar Lo Chazorbach, he said to him, do tshuva. Amar lo kach mekublani mimcha kol mi shechot vehecht yisarabim eim aspikim biyar lasos tshuva. No, I can't, because I don't have, it's not that he can't do tshuva, but it says somebody who's choti who macht yisarabim, the Rabban Shalom doesn't give him that siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva, and he said I can't do it on my own, and I won't have the siyata d'shmaya to do it, I can't do it. My ovad, right, so what did he do? Ika the Amri Evan Shoeves Tololo the Chatasi Ravim. What did Gehazi do to his Machdis Ravim? He made some kind of magnet around the ego that Yeravim made, the Hamido Ben Shemaim Loritz, and he suspended it, right, between heaven and earth, and people then saw that it's miraculous, and more people served the ego. The Ika the Amri Shem Chokak Lo Apuma. He made some kind of Shem Hashem on the mouth of the ego. And the eagle itself proclaimed Anochi and Lo Yelecha. So people saw this miraculous thing. A lot of people then who didn't serve this eagle before served it now. The Ikadi Amre Rabbon and Docha Mikameh. And some say that he didn't let students come. He was like one of the Shamoshim of Elisha, and he didn't let people in. Right? They wanted to come to see Elisha, and the Shamas, the Gabbai, didn't let them in. Fame, what's it called? Usual thing. Right, after the Maisa where Gehazi was sent away, it said that there was no room in the Beis Medrash by Elisha. Right, Michlal, the Adho Idna, Lohavigdachuk. Till now there was plenty of room, because Gehazi kept pushing people away, didn't let him in to see Elisha. Yoshua ben Prachya Mahi, what's the case of Yoshua ben Prachya? When Yanai killed out all the Rabbonon, Shimon ben Shetach atminu achse. So Shimon ben Shetach was his brother-in-law. His sister was married to Yanai, so she hid Shimon ben Shetach to save him from being killed. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya ozel orok Alexandria, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya ran away to Alexandria, Shom Mitzray. When Yanai changed his mind, and he was at peace now with the Rabbanon. Sholach Le Shimon ben Shetach, right, so Shimon ben Shetach sent to Rabbi Shua ben Prachya in Alexandria, Mini Yerushalayim Yira Kodesh, Loch Alexandria Shom Mitzrayim, right, from Yerushalayim Yira Kodesh to Alexandria, Achosi Bali Shori Besolchech, Vani Yosheves Shomema. Now you're dwelling in Alexandria, and we're desolate without you. Come back. Omar Shmami Noah Havi Le Shalma. He couldn't say Beferish, Yana changed his mind or whatever, because the king found out that he wrote such a thing, he'd be killed too. Yeah. Right. So therefore, he wrote a hint that everything's okay now. He also Iklal Hushbi. So when they came back, they came to a certain inn, Kom Kamayu Biyakra, and they treated him royally in the inn, the Rabbi Shua ben Prachya and his Talmidim. So, Biyakra Shaper Abdile Yokora Tuva. Yossi the Komishtabach Kama Noach San Yuzu. So Rav Shulman Prachya was commenting, right, how nice the accommodations were. Amar le echad mitamidav, one of the Talmidim, and again they said it was Yashka. Rebbe, Einei Trutos, he thought he was talking about the waitress, not about the inn. So he said, yeah, but her eyes aren't that nice. Omer le rosh of the kachat osek, that's what you're looking at the waitress? Apik arba meyashuf shipure vishante. Took out 400 shofars and put them in chim. Kol yumba osel kamei velo kible. Right? And he came to him to ask mechila on the cherem and the shanta, and he didn't accept him. Didn't receive him. Yom echad havikori kriyashma. One day Rabbi Shua ben Prachi was in the middle of kriyashma. Osel kamei, and Yoshka came again to ask mechila. Chazi havi b'dayte lekabule. Rabbi Shua ben Prachi at that time wanted to be mochel him. Ach vile biyade, and he made a sign, what's it called, I don't know what sign he made, like this, or what's it called, but he made a sign, and the guy thought, Yoshka thought that he was telling him goodbye, but he was really telling him wait. Sover mitcha dochile. So he said, that's it. No more hope. Also, Zokaf Leventa, he went and set up a brick, polcha, and he made it into an avodah zarah. Omer le chazorbach, so Rabbi Shua ben Prachi told him, do tshuva. Omer le kach mikublani mimcho kol achoti umachti yisarabim, ein maspikim miyara lasas tshuva. Same thing over here. I was machti yisarabim, I'm not going to get the siyata d'shmaya, I don't have the koach to do tshuva on my own. Well, he put up this brick and he made people be over there with a zorah. Domer mar kishet v'heisis v'hediach v'hechti yis Yisrael. He made this kishuf and he made other people be over the Zorah. Tan Shim ben Elazar Omer, Yetzer Tinuk the Isha Te Smol Docha the Amin Mekarevis. When it comes to the Yetzer Hara, don't push it away completely. Person has to use the Yetzer Hara also for good things. You have an appetite or whatever. Don't push it away completely. Smol Docha Yamin Mekarevis. Same thing is with a wife, and the same thing goes with what's it called with children. Okay, Rashi. Evan Sho Eves. Shemagboas as hamateches min haaretz. The eagle was made out of metal, and the magnet picked it up and suspended it in the air. Ma'abediso ba'avir. Va'ayde also even hemid ha'agolim shel rovim ba'avir. Rabbanan docha doche hoya as atalmidim b'nei alishak shehoya meshamish lefonav. When Gehazi was the meshamish, he didn't let a lot of talmidim come in to learn. Only after Gehazi left was there no room in the Beis Medrash. Before that, there was plenty of room. Because the Rabbanon, what's it called, would not accept Yanai as Kohen Gadol because there was a chashash that his mother was captured and defiled. And therefore he was a cholol, so because of that, he killed out all the chachomim. Bali shori besolchech, nasi hoya, kidamrina bechagiga. Kom komayu shapir, kibaratu. They gave him a lot of covet in that inn. Achsanya zu yotha, b'maaseha. Right? The innkeeper is very nice. He was praising how they treated him, not how she looked. Trutos agulos. Her eyes are a little round. She's not so pretty. The kachata osik mistakel the ishasi. She's looking at the innkeeper of a married woman. Ach vile biyodeh she kableno. So he made a sign with his hand that wait, I'm in the middle of kriyashma. Hold on, and I'll be mochel you. And he thought he was pushing him away. Yetzer shel tashmish takrivenu biyamin shelo yokus pirvrivya. The yetzer horrors of appetite, sexual appetite, you can't push away completely. On the other hand, you push away with the left hand and be makarev with the right hand. The chen tinek pen yivrech v'yavet esatzmo. If you push away a child too much, he may go and commit suicide. The isha afhi daita kala the imir defua teitzi latarbusra. Same thing goes with a wife, right? If you push her away too much, she may go off the derech too. So therefore, in all these cases, you push away with the left and you're makarev with the right.